Back to old school with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, we are not Ryan Clark, Fred Taylor, and Channing Crowder. We are going to pivot. We're going to save. We're going to come up with our list of potential places Nick Saban would go.
We doing top fives for tomorrow?
In the fit.
Okay.
And why. But we're going to talk about the Philly. We'll go to NBA right now. Philadelphia 76ers, just breaking news. Paul George got hurt in a workout.
Gosh dang, man.
He's out for some time. Now, it might be, you know, a minor cleanup or something like that. And you have Embiid. In his 50, it's a coin flip whether he's in shape or not. But then also you have to go on some of the reports that came out here recently. It was about an unknown player, whether he wanted to practice or not. Mm-hmm. And it was Roy Hibbert who was coaching, and he talked about why he got into sports media, and he's actually pretty good, you know. Yep. And you know, he was a good player with the Indiana Pacers. Was a stalwart when the Pacers and the Heat were going at it. And he got into coaching and then in scouting. And so he was a kind of a skill development guy with, you know, around the league. But at this time, he's with Philly. And obviously, he's talking about our boy Embiid, essentially, because he was saying that this particular player was a big guy. So they just had drafted him. And he had pretty much decided he didn't want to come to practice for a couple of days. And everybody in the organization was okay with it. Which is crazy. Now you have Paul George, who was a big trade that they got or thought they were getting from the Clippers at the time. And obviously they drafted pretty decently with Maxey and McCain. And we'll see what, you know, what this year. You have your number two player out for some time. The question bodes, is it Philly, the organization, somewhat cursed, or is it who they've decided to hitch their wagon to? Because both of them, I think, came with some red flags, per se.
Yeah.
And you chose to do it also and then pay them for it.
I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, Philly doesn't have the best track record in basketball. Not atrocious, necessarily, right, but they made some very conscious decisions to sell everything that wasn't bolted down back in the early 2010s.
Yeah.
You know, and that was their choice. I think the curse is the lesser part of it, and it's more who they hitched their wagon to.
Yeah.
I think because think about Philly got a jump start on Boston, who's won a title, got a big jump start on Toronto, who's probably in a worse spot than them for a while. It's kind of floundering mid, no history. Toronto got a title. Nets are the Nets, whatever. They're just kind of floating out there.
Did they get a jump start on the Bucks?
They got a jump start on the, I'm just talking about their division.
Okay,
and they got a jump start on the Knicks.
Yeah.
Because think about when Philly was tearing it down, that's when Melo and Tyson Chandler and then late career Amari Stoudemire, Lynn Sanity, that was going on there. Philly had a head start on their restart, on their reboot of that franchise.
Oh, for sure.
They got Joel Embiid, good player. They haven't figured out you can't win a title with him yet. That's on Philly. Part of it's on Joel Embiid.
Yeah.
Part of it's on Philly. They chose Markel, the Yips, Fultz. Really good player at Washington. Don't know what they did to screw that one up.
It was a shoulder, misdiagnosed shoulder injury.
It was bad. It was not good. And then Ben Simmons. Looked like the truth at LSU. But again, Jay, what's the three guys, the one commonality? Right here.
Yeah.
Embiid's not built like that. Fultz got spooked. And Ben Simmons conveniently forgot how to shoot.
Yeah.
You know?
Or wouldn't shoot,
right? You got to have better scouting intel than that.
Yeah.
Or you got to do a better job of instilling these players with confidence. And then you double down, go get James Harden and Jimmy Butler, who kind of wanted to be there, but not really the best fit. You go out, you get Paul George, who I really like as a player. And I think right now, we as a general basketball populace are underrating how good Paul George was at his peak, especially in his role. What he did in Indiana, elevating that team alongside Hibbert, George Hill, Danny Granger, guys like that.
And you, I mean, Stevenson, too.
Stevenson, right? Heck yeah. I mean, Paul George is a legit basketball player. Probably just best as a number two.
Right.
But you got him at the wrong point in his career. Philly, sure, maybe has a little bit of a curse. They've made wrong decisions, though, for its top-level players at pretty much every turn, and that's completely on them.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's more a byproduct of Philly. And I think it's one of those things sometimes in scouting, and then obviously you see it sometimes in football, is that you see things and you know things, and then you just won't believe, you don't want to believe it because you think you can minimize that or you can fix that.
Yeah.
And I always go back to when you heard Jay Billis talking about, I forget what player he's talking about. Well, he ain't shot good in the first 2 years in college, but he has the potential to shoot in the NBA. No, the heck he don't. If you can't shoot in college, you're not going in there in the NBA and shooting. So anyways, we've got a good show lined up for tomorrow. We're going to figure out and tell Nick Saban where he's going to go. And so he's going to take our opinion before he takes Miss Terry, his wife's opinion. So me and Austin are going to figure that out along with Strick tomorrow. But for today, appreciate you listening. Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, Old School. We'll holler at you tomorrow.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.